Helen, got a question here for you from Colin McKenzie. He says, I live in California. I like lobsters. Why is it that there are lots of lobsters in the Atlantic but none in the Pacific? Could they be introduced there and thrive? And if not, why not?
Well, I'm afraid, in fact, that there are lobsters in the Pacific. In fact, there are various different species of spiny lobsters, which don't have big claws, like the American lobster, Homerus americanus, does have big claws. That's the one in the Atlantic. But there are some spiny lobsters, including the California or red rock lobster, Panulirus interruptus. And there's also one called the green spiny lobster. And they do live on the Pacific, from California down through to Peru and out into the Pacific as far as the Galapagos. So there are various species that do live there. But by the sounds of it, they aren't around for you to eat, because I assume when you say you like lobsters, you like to eat them. And that's fair enough. They can be quite tasty. But some populations of lobsters around the world are very heavily fished and therefore aren't in population sizes that mean there's lots of them around for us to carry on eating. And that could well be the case in California for some of these species. Although, in fact, down in Mexico, in Baja California, there is a fishery for the red rock lobster, which has recently, well, no, actually about 5 years ago, was labelled as sustainable by the Marine Stewardship Council, saying that the fishermen down there are keeping within sustainable levels of catches so that there should be a healthy population in years to come. So if you do want to eat Pacific lobsters, I would definitely send you down to Mexico to try out the red rock lobsters down there.
Get some good margaritas too.
Excellent, absolutely.
It is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales, and we're answering all your science questions. On the way, we'll find out what's been happening at the Cambridge Science Festival this year. Mira Cynthia Lingam's been down there, and Ben and Dave will also be demonstrating how you make a tornado out of flames.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.